Carolina Hurricanes will be taking on the Florida Panthers at FLA Live Arena. I actually don't know what to call it. Do I call it Florida Live Arena? Do I call it FLA Live Arena? Not sure. Let's find out from somebody who might know. Trip Tracy, analyst for the Carolina Hurricanes. I think I said Carolina Panthers before. That's terrible. Trip Tracy, analyst for the Carolina Hurricanes, joins us on the Adam Gold Show first. Sir, how are you feeling? Welcome back.
Hey, AG. I feel great. That was a doozy of a virus, or I mean, I ended up going on antibiotics, so whether it was a virus or an infection. But anybody out there in your great listening audience that's tackling anything, boy, it's in my nature to try to power through, and I just could not do it. So very thankful to be back 100%. Now you got me thinking, you know, thinking about the first time I came here in 98. I think that was the year that this building opened in Florida, and I believe it was originally National Car Rental Center, but I mean, these naming rights changes, but you got me thinking about that, trying to plug into my memory.
I have no idea what it's called. I think it's FLA Live Arena. If it was Florida Live, I would probably have to, it would probably be spelled out Florida, but that doesn't really matter. Oh, let's talk about how things stand in your eyes through a dozen games. And I know Sunday night was disappointing, just kind of the way it ended, because Carolina had their chances early and really didn't make the most of it. But through a dozen games, you and I haven't spoke now in about a week. Where do you think they stand for this team?
Well, all important, the win-loss column, 8-3-1, is very positive, AG. With that being said, and you never question their work ethic, nor I don't think you ever will. It's so rare they have a dud with regards to that controllable work facet. They've worked, but I don't know that I've seen, truthfully, an 8-3-1 team that has, you could argue, more guys who aren't going.
Mm-hmm.
Than guys who are going. And I always try to look at things, glasses half full, half not half empty. That's pretty impressive. I mean, because they have a lot of guys that just haven't, they're trying to locate their game, and yeah, they're still 8-1. So, you know, that's my biggest takeaway, is that, you know, they've gotten in front of things with regards to the win-loss column, but there's still so much individual and team growth required.
8-3-1. Have not had a goal yet from Teuvo Teravainen. Seth Jarvis's game has been sporadic, we'll just say that. I think both Teravainen and Jarvis have played better the last several games, but obviously not denting the score sheet on a regular basis matters when you're those players. It's kind of hard to believe that they are 8-3-1. Some of that is a little bit schedule related, but also they've had great performances out of other key players, and at this point it has been the Marty Natchez, Sebastian Aho, Andrei Svechnikov show offensively, and that's been enough.
That has been enough. You hope that those guys will keep it going, the three individuals that you appropriately mentioned. But at some point, one would think, with the way the teams will focus on them, that, you know, there will be ebbs and flows. And you know, you mentioned the guys, you know, like Teuvo, like Seth. I think that it's appropriate to mention at this point, too, that Jesperi Kotkaniemi, you know, dozen games in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's playing two guys going at a top level in the entire National Hockey League. You know, he needs to, I'm thinking about, you and I spoke in right about, it's got to be close to a year to the day, mm-hmm, of a game in Vegas where he got shifted to center ice, and he went on a good rip,
yep,
for a couple of months. And, you know, I'm hoping that his game starts to see that progression as well. You need it from everybody. You know, whether it be Teuvo, Seth, Jesperi, you want these guys to start to really be a part of it.
How about Jesper Fast just starts kicking the puck in the net as opposed to trying to use his stick. He, like, if he could just use his feet, he might have five goals. But because he insists on using his stick, he has one.
It's remarkable. Like, I looked at a couple of goals last night around the league that I thought were less of a kicking motion, not to, you know, get off on a tangent, right, than that was the game winner in Vancouver. This teaches me, I mean, it's more of an opinion, not a rule. But when I was looking at, I tried to really add the analytics portion, you know, because it doesn't come to me naturally, to the way that I approach and analyze the game. What Jesper Foss, Jordan Staal, and Jordan Martinook, you have consistently mentioned what an impactful player Martinook has been.
Been great, man. It is
remarkable when I look at the advanced statistics how darn good they've been defensively.
Yep.
And they've started to perhaps, you know, get something going offensively. You don't really have a puck handler on that line. I mean, I think down the road, AG, and, you know, down the road, I mean, when you get a guy like Pacioretty back, I mean, personally for me, I'd plug him in probably with Aho and Jarvis and then move Teravainen into that left spot with Staal and Foss. And that intrigues me because he's, you know, very good defensively, or at least he should be, and his ability to handle the puck. That's just big picture type stuff. But that'll be interesting tonight without last change on the road against a coach we know very, very well in Paul Maurice. You know, will you fight to have that Staal line against Barkov without last change, you know, in trying to respond and win a game after Toronto?
All right, we'll get to the Florida Panthers and what they are now with Paul Maurice as the head coach in a second. I'm going to assume we are going to see Jack Drury make his season debut tonight. I can't imagine they called him up just to watch. And I know they said they wanted a forward on the ice. They wanted an extra forward because they're on the road trip, and you got three of the next four on the road, but they didn't bring an extra forward with them on the Western Canada trip. So that seemed to be more of a problem than anything else. But what do you anticipate out of Jack?
Well, what I anticipate out of Jack is, you know, here's a very self-confident player that has, you know, he hasn't had rip-roaring numbers in the American Hockey League so far this season,
right,
but, you know, last year did everything you could possibly ask. You and I have talked about that before, scoring in his two NHL games, being a big part of a Calder Cup championship, you know, and I'm sure he was very disappointed to be sent down at the end of the preseason. And here's his opportunity, because, you know, it certainly looks like he's going to play with Stepan and Nathan.
Yep.
And, you know, to make a statement, I am not going back to the American Hockey League again. And that opportunity, in my view, there's no question it's there. You know, I would expect Stastny, you know, will be out and then get a chance probably as soon as tomorrow night to come back in and respond. But what Jack can provide from a team standpoint, AG, is Rod Brind'Amour wanting to play with more pace.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's playing fast is so important for any team. But I think there's another level to get to for the Hurricanes from that standpoint. And this is up to Jack now to, you know, to say, all right, you never know when it's going to happen for a young player that spends time in the American Hockey League that you have such lofty long-term expectations for. But he has if he just grabs the moment, and does what you hope he will do, provides pace, has his confidence that he doesn't go back to the American Hockey League yet. His play will dictate that. I think we've talked about it, you and I, before, the Stanley Cup year. It was about a month later than this, a winger, not a center, but Chad LaRose came up at a crucial time, provided that youthful energy, and that was a big turning point for the Hurricanes in that regular season that eventually led to the Stanley Cup. The one other thing that it does do, Adam, is that I think it serves notice that there is going to be some major competition down the middle of the ice. and Rod Brind'Amour didn't wait around. A lot of credit to Don Waddell that you make this move. You know, I don't want to put too much into it, but I do think it's a real credit to the Hurricanes that they're saying, okay, we're 8-3-1, but, you know, we want to be better. We expect to be better. We're not going to wait around and lose a couple of games before we do something about this. Years ago, I don't think that this would have happened. It would have been maybe more of a passive attitude. So I give the team a lot of credit. And I mentioned Kotkaniemi. I mean, I think this is a big game for him. It's a big stretch of games coming up, because if Drury plays well, that's a big if. But now you get Drury, you got Stastny, you got Kotkaniemi. I mean, who are going to be the guys that complement your centers in Aho and Staal?
I'm with you. I love Jack Drury. He had two games last year and was one of the best players on the ice in both of them. Granted, it wasn't against, you know, they weren't playing the 2001 Red Wings or the 2001 Avalanche. But he was excellent in those two games. He didn't demand the spot in the preseason. But I am interested in seeing him tonight. All right, real quick, Pyotr Kochetkov comes up. Do we know anything about Frederik Andersen and how long this is going to be an issue? Andersen left practice yesterday, midway through. Kochetkov will back up tonight. What do we know about Freddie?
At this point, AG, because I was in the locker room, came out late, and Rod's availability this morning, it didn't come up. And so I know you'll be talking to Rod before the game, and I doing so for our television pregame show, to get a tangible update. What I can tell you is that I was standing at that end in practice yesterday, and it did not look like anything significant happened. He skated off, and then he obviously noticed he wasn't on the plane. Kochetkov comes in from Chicago. Would that tell me that I don't think it's anything significant? Yeah, but that's pure speculation. Watching practice pretty darn closely and Freddie being right in front of me, I didn't see anything that made me say, uh-oh. As I know you will, you'll be talking to Ron about it, and I certainly will be asking about it in my pregame interview as well.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, sir, when you're here, back at PNC Arena against the Edmonton Oilers.
It sounds good, AG. When we chatted offline this morning, you were getting ready to dig in on the bike. Was that a good session?
Oh, it was a great set. It was a great bike. Yes, I did very well. By the way, at Dig In Trip, but go check it out. Go listen to the podcast. Go buy the merch. I went to the gym. I was wearing my Aho sweatshirt.
Games for sale if you're willing to pay the price. And I saw our old friend Eric Staal this morning playing game 1300, a former Dig In guest. It just makes me reflect about all of, you know, AG, you were around significantly before Eric Staal. You've been around the whole time. It makes you get nostalgic. And what a mile. It's cool, too. I know we got to roll, but this is the building that he played in, his first NHL game that he plays in game 1300.
1300 for Staal. Mark has over 1,000. Jordan just went over 1,100. Wow. That's like almost the first family of hockey at this point. All right, Tripp, we'll be listening and watching you tonight. I appreciate your time, man.
Sounds good, AG. I'll see you tomorrow.
You got it. Tripp Tracy here on the Adam Gold Show. That is true, by the way. Game number 1,300 for Eric Staal tonight. I will say this unequivocally, a future Hurricanes Hall of Famer. You know, the Hurricanes announced that they will have a Hall of Fame. He is not eligible yet because he's still playing. A future Hurricanes Hall of Famer, holds every record there is to hold in terms of scoring for the Hurricanes. So he's playing. Mark Staal's in. Jordan Staal's in.
Wow.
Yep, that's right. About 3,500 games played combined. Almost. Not quite at 3,500, but that's a lot combined.